For I desire that my children enter of my love and of my peace, saith the Spirit of grace. For did I not say that I would provide for you a peace within a peace, a peace within a peace, one that was totally equipped with no end, with an absolute redundance in it. For I say unto all that hear my voice, that in the greatest hours of your peace, you've yet to taste from the pools, the fathomless pools of my peace, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have so much more. I have mountains, mountains and mountains of grace that provide access into my presence. And in my presence is a place of peace and a stillness. Makarose diata. Mekeridio la crestete glimak. Know this, that those who enter the deepest and to the furthest places by choice into this place of peace, by their own elective, are going to places where they cannot be stopped. Me caroso, vele caroso, mendicirisi die. For my commission has went to the whole church, to go out and do the works. And I provide a grace in that work against the enemy and against his onslaught, against the marching church, against the gates of hell. But I also individualize what I'll commission you to do based on the availability of peace in your life, saith the Spirit of grace. For those that I can lean on and lay my hand on the greatest are those who will not be moved by their emotions, but those who have learned to live every moment of the day detached from human emotions and live in that realm of peace. Therefore, I can send that one into the furthest places of hell on this earth to change lives and rescue people. For my love is for the one ministering as much as the one who will be ministered to. Therefore, I'm oftentimes limited in what I can do through people and through my church and through my beloved, because I know that they cannot stand under the pressure of the things that will come as a result of the commission that I would love to send them into. But as you grow stronger in this place of peace, which comes through fellowship in my word and in my presence, then I'm able to levy on you and place upon you what I did with the apostles. Send them. Raise up their voice. For this is what I desire in the last day church, that they would raise up head and shoulders above any questions of the church at large. Not to prove you right or wrong, but rather to prove my gospel, my truth, to be resident in a people in the earth. The earmark of those people will those who will, against persecution, against attack, against anything, have the availability of peace so strong in their hearts that they articulate the mind of Christ by the word of God and speak that mind in wisdom, not of this world, and then are able to exact and bring forth upon the people in the church and in the world great miracles, signs and wonders I desire to do. These signs shall follow them that believe, saith the Lord. This was my desire. these things that would be signs were to be those things that told the gospel, preached the gospel through my disciples, and earmarked for the world those who were truly following me with signs and wonders, following them, saith the Spirit of grace. Access is through my Spirit, and it's through that peace, saith the Spirit of grace. So check yourself. Take toll of your life in the realms of peace. How fathomless it is. How bottomless it is. It has no end. Mekaroso belekarese. Vida karasote di Christi. I'm resurrecting a people in this hour. People like I once left. Do not be afraid of persecution. Do not be afraid of the gates of hell. For great joy is in the midst of persecution. I said, happy are they. Happy are they. Take joy, peace.